Welcome to the Trojan Trench. Tonight, Triton basketball takes on Bethany Christian in an Indiana High School boys basketball matchup right here on 107.3 WRSW. Legendary Rita Price, I'm Baylen Height. And Rita, this feels like, I don't know, just a little out of rhythm for us. We've had a couple of cancellations. Our schedule hasn't been as consistent as it normally is at this point in December. And we're sitting here at the Trojan Trench, and I feel like a fish out of water just a little bit.
Well, it's been that strange early. No, normally we have this in January, where you sit by the phone, you want to find out if you're going to have a game or not. We started this right away. Like in the second week of November, we started having problems. So that made it very odd. That also made several dates that are traditional. Let's just take the Valley Triton girls game. Always in the middle of December, always on Wednesday night. Had to change that up. There's several of those things that had to be changed around so that I just ask you, where are we going this week?
And half the time,
because you don't know.
I don't know, or if I do know the answer, it's within a 2-day, about a 48-hour stretch. I think, based on where we're at right now, I do feel pretty good about the consistency, bearing any weather changes.
Yeah.
So Saturday, we were obviously supposed to be on the air for Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball as they had their first conference game against Knox. That game has been since rescheduled to February, so we will not be doing that game, unfortunately.
Unless there's things that are changing
right
then.
Unless there's things that are changing then, of course. We had our original cancellation was that, well, we were not even doing the Northwood Tippecanoe Valley boys game 2 weeks ago, and then weather canceled that game twice, allowed us to do it. We missed a game on Thursday night of last week. We were expected to go to Bremen. We're going to be going back to Bremen this Saturday for Tippecanoe Valley girls basketball. So we had two pretty entertaining matchups last week. Tippecanoe Valley falls to Brownsburg. We had the, a week prior to that, that was a prior Friday, we were here at the Trojan Trench watching Triton take on Northwood in what was ended up being a really good game. But it does feel a little bit odd for December. We are normally, you know, back to back to back to back, and that has not been the case. I'm enjoying the rest every now and then, to be honest with you, especially around the holiday season. And next week it's another busy week, and then we have a couple days off before the Valley Tournament on January 2nd. But I'm excited to be back here tonight for this game. This is a game that, as I look back, so since 2000, here's the season series, right? 2-23 is Bethany Christian's record against Triton since 2000. But the games have been pretty close. They haven't been all that lopsided. Last year's game, 53-42, Triton won right here at the Trojan, or excuse me, at Bethany Christian. John Harrell thinks this is going to be a little bit more of a lopsided matchup tonight. 64-36 is his prediction. But when you look at Bethany Christian, they've played some really good teams in their schedule. Their opponent's record, they're 12-7. It has not been the season that you would expect, the team you would expect for being 1-3, but I've been impressed with Triton. With Bethany Christian, I really have. And, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. But as I look at Bethany Christian's record, 1-3, lose to Westview, who just beat Northwood, by the way, a really good game. Lose to West Noble, who's been kind of middle of the road. And then you beat Mishawaka, who's still trying to find their footing. And then a really good Lakeland team that is contending with Fairfield in the, think of that conference. The NECC. There we go. I'll figure it out. I'll find it one of these days.
When you come down to the nitty-gritty of it, it's right at the edge of Goshen. People ask, where is Bethany Christian? Right at the edge of Goshen. So I think anything that's open kind of that for that geographical area is good. So anybody who's in that geographical area is always anxious to play them. And they've had some really good teams in the past and some good individuals. So it's not as if you're playing some little school that's never played anyone. It's never been that way. Some of the best games we've had on the air in the years past have been this frightened up in a Christian team. You go up there and it's a different gymnasium than this, obviously much bigger and better gym than most 1A schools you'll ever find, but it has that closeness about it. And I think you can really appreciate and enjoy that very much. So the collaboration of these two schools has been very, very good.
They've got great numbers out, which you're always a little unsure of when it comes to a private school in Class 1A. It's very success-driven. When they're really good, the numbers are normally really high. When they have a couple of down years, the numbers aren't that great. But they had a great JV team right with Triton. Triton did end up winning that game by 5 points, but they had plenty of numbers in the JV team. They've got plenty of numbers in the varsity team, so that's not the case. It's been a pretty consistent program over the last 7 years under Daniel Mass. You look at their schedule overall, I think there's only, you know, of the 20-some games, only about six opponents that are in Class 1A. They're punching up pretty much their entire schedule. So you see these records at the end of the year, you know, 11-16 or whatever that might be. it's not really indicative of just how good they are because they're playing 3 and 4A teams. It's not uncommon to see them play, I guess, more so 2 and 3A teams, not 3 and 4A teams. So West Noble's out there, Mishawaka, which only, by the way, their only win. You're going to have Whitco's, a really good Class 2A team, Bremen on that list. They'll play Wauwatosa this season. So Fairfield, a lot of really good teams on that schedule. So I think that's why we're seeing this Triton Bethany Christian matchup normally end up being pretty good, despite what the record might say for Bethany Christian.
Well, they're going to run into an offensive buzzsaw tonight because Triton doesn't have one, that doesn't have that one big guy that would make them a different team. But they are so guard-oriented, so quick, and so much fun to watch. There isn't anybody that ever buys a ticket here that goes away disappointed.
Absolutely not. Triton 4-1, 2-0 in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference, coming off a 68-35 victory against Pioneer in their most recent outing. You talk about offensive buzzsaw. Julian Swanson, he had 27 points. He leads the team in scoring this season. Triton also shot 49% and a season best, 10 of 27 from three, a season best in total made three-pointers. They were 37% overall from three. And that's because of what you mentioned, Rita. This is a guard-oriented team. They start five guards, all natural by position are guards. You expect to be able to put up those kind of points. It's just about can you rebound and can you play defense with some of these bigger teams. There is some size for Bethany Christian tonight, but there's not going to be a lot that you have to keep an eye out. Trey Caffey, he's going to be one of the guys that you will watch for Bethany Christian to oppose a guy like Julian Swanson and scoring 17.3 points per game. For Triton, you've got three guys in double figures per game. Brady Wood, Jaden Overmeyer, and Julian Swanson. Those are the three that do the bulk of the scoring.
And then you call on his brother, Swanson Younger, who can turn it on and put the lights out on the scoreboard too. So you've got a lot of people to go through. I think he used like eight kids pretty regularly and not feel like he's losing much, if anything. This is kind of a team that everybody's been waiting for. The JV is very good too, and in fact they won their game 34-28 in a very close game with Bethany Christian today. So right now the talent pool looks pretty good at Triton.
Yes, it does, and we're excited for a potential 1-8 tournament run. I know Coach Groves would probably shake his head at us and say, what are you talking about? Because that's a long way from now, and they're not even thinking about that. There's a lot of goals that they have set in front of them, like Hoosier North Athletic Conference title, the Bi-County title, of course, which we will be at. And then just in case you have not been paying attention, it did kind of sneak into the news about a week or two ago. They always do that drawing to determine the location for the opening round of the Bi-County tournament. Well, Triton won't have to go, and I should say have to go too far, but it won't be an unfamiliar location because they've already going to play LaVille once this year on January 6th here at the Trojan Trench. They're going to open up with LaVille at LaVille. So the host school of the Bi-County Tournament will be hosting Triton in the opening game. That was your Bi-County Championship round of the boys' side last year. How that game will look, I don't know. LaVille 3-2 this season. The other matchups, Bremen taking on New Prairie at New Prairie. Argus, who's 0-5 against 1-5 Oregon Davis. Culvert, 1-2, and John Glenn, 0-5. Rita, I look at the Bi-County tournament, and I know we're only about five games into the season on the boys' half. Bremen and Triton look to me like the two favorites, and they're going to be two teams that won't have to see each other until we get into that tournament. And actually, the winner of Game 3, winner of Game 4, if Triton's able to beat LaVille, Bremen's able to beat New Prairie like the records would indicate, that would be your opening round, I guess semifinal round technically, but your opening round of the four remaining teams, the Bi-County. That's going to be a really good game if we get that game.
And we can be there.
We will be there, yeah.
Yeah.
We will be
there. That's something we've looked forward to for many years. It never worked out schedule-wise. Now it is working out. So you can be assured that we'll have all that information for the Bi-County for boys and girls.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as we obviously get closer. But tonight, Triton and Bethany Christian set to do battle here at the Trojan Trench. Should have a great game, despite the record for Bethany Christian. A lot of great competition already that they've played on their schedule. And Triton, like Rita mentioned, the offense is humming. Could tonight be the night that we see Gage Riffle kind of shake out of that slump and really add to this offensive prowess of what's already a great team? We'll find out as we continue our pregame show right here on 107.3 WRSW.
We're courtside here in Michiana, and folks, fall cleanup is running out of time.
That's a turnover waiting to happen, Balin.
But hold on. Been there, dumped that, Michiana checks into the game. They've got clean, driveway-friendly dumpsters ready to assist on any project.
Absolutely. Just call 574-892-5554 or visit BeenThereDumpThat/Michiana to choose the dumpster for your project.
Been There, Dump That, Michiana. Proud to support Indiana high school basketball this season.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow. Serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better. When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970. In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago, continues today.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Sounds of the Trojan Trench serenading us tonight, Rita, as we welcome you back. They're right on top of us.
Well, we're kind of sitting on their couch right in the middle of them.
That is very true. That is very true. Triton and Bethany Christian boys basketball this evening. I think it's pajama night for the student section, or maybe the night before Christmas is the theme. I'm seeing some different...
Is it pajama night? Is it pajama night? The student section pajama night tonight.
That's my guess. I'm looking night before Christmas theme. So maybe the music appropriate tonight.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Let me find out about this. Put your ears in, and I'll talk to you here.
I was gonna say, I know where this is going. Well, yes. It's a scoreboard with Erica Warren.
Speaking of pajamas, I suppose we're getting now scores tonight from the couch in pajamas. Is that true? Is it true?
Could be true. We'll have her out-of-town scoreboard at halftime and post-game.
That's a smart mama. She's not going to get herself
right.
in trouble.
Yeah, don't get yourself in trouble. Don't out Erica whether or not she's wearing her pajamas. But she's probably working hard. She can earn, you know, checking
out. And you know what?
Home.
The job she's done this year, we'll take her any way she wants to do
that.
Right. We don't care.
That's right. We'll have our out-of-town scores at halftime and post-game. It's the pregame show. Once again, Triton and Bethany Christian tonight. Triton at 4-1. Bethany Christian at 1-3. Coming into the night very early in the boys' basketball schedule. And a lot of teams have had to wait a little bit because of some success due to football, weather, whatever it may be. But we are officially in it all the way. Quick check in on the Triton girls this year, 4-5, which, hey, by the way, they've already won more games than they did the entire year last year. So Coach Ashley Faulkner's got that thing moving forward. They've got a matchup with Jimtown tonight. They are at Jimtown. That was only a one-half JV contest, so they should be in action.
Yeah.
And I'll check the scoreboard right now. We might actually have a score for that Jimtown Triton game. I don't know. Nothing quite yet, but I'm sure that game already underway. So Coach Faulkner doing a great job with the girls' program. She's got them moving in the right direction. A quick check in Tippecanoe Valley. The Vikings 6-3. It's been a while since we've seen Tippecanoe Valley. They'll have 10 days off. They'll actually go 12 days off before we join them on December 18th against DeKalb. The DeKalb team with Coach Mark Pixley is the head coach. Rita, the last time we saw Coach Pixley, me and you, he was walking off of the Gainbridge Fieldhouse court with a state championship medal around his neck with Bishop Lewis.
So he's pretty impressive.
He's a very impressive coach, coming off of a state championship, took a year or two off of coaching, and now he is back as the head coach of the DeKalb Barons. Tippecanoe Valley will have the DeKalb at home on December 18th, this Thursday, and then the Bremen matchup on Saturday night. Now for Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball, they will have Peru on Friday night, and they are actually hosting Elkhart tonight at Rita Price-Simpson Court. So we'll keep an eye on that game as well. That game probably just about to get started here. And then the Peru matchup on Friday night. So we got a lot in just a little bit of time, but we are very, very excited for those matchups and excited to get back into our routine schedule. We'll take another time out on our pregame show. Triton Bethany Christian just about to get started here from the Trojan Trench. You're listening to Indiana High School Boys Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now. So why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
This is David Garris from Flotech Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotech 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotech Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotech Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotechpnh.com.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana High School basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Rita, final moments of our pregame show. Actually, just a minute before we got our national anthem, and then we'll get you back for the starting lineups. Very athletic is what you said about this Bethany Christian group. And
yes,
they're not overly tall or going to have a massive height advantage tonight in any position in particular over Triton. But I think it's very important tonight for the Trojans, especially with that athleticism. You got to rebound as a team again. Being that undersized group, you have got to get used to being able to rebound as a team. And then also find that rhythm again, three-point shooting, because Triton can flat-out bury teams from three and get games over in a hurry when they're on their game.
Christian schools like Bethany Christian are quite prominent when it comes to 1A schools in the state of Indiana, and very successfully prominent when it comes to that. Normally, those small schools, it's a situation where they say, well, they can select, they can find their own players, whatever. It's pretty well going on now. Let's just not throw a veil over it. It's been happening for a long time. And now that they can go anywhere to school, and schools can actually say, we can't use you. If you can go play somewhere else, it's fine. It's more of a reciprocal thing. I think we're seeing much more of that. So you can't very often anymore say, well, they can recruit. That whole situation is wide up to any kind of perspective you want to have it now.
Sure. In a smaller school, too, chances are these kids are playing sports in three different sports,
yes.
Fall, winter, and spring. So they're going to be fit. They're going to be ready to go, and we expect a great game when we return here on 107.3 WRSW.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
We're courtside here in Michiana, and folks, fall cleanup is running out of time.
That's a turnover waiting to happen, Balin.
But hold on. Been There Dumped That Michiana checks into the game. They've got clean, driveway-friendly dumpsters ready to assist on any project.
Absolutely. Just call 574-892-5554 or visit BeenThereDumpThat/Michiana to choose the dumpster for your project.
Been There, Dumped That, Michiana. Proud to support Indiana high school basketball this season.
You're listening to Indiana high school basketball with Rita Price and Balin Height.
Mention the band doing a great job behind us. You know what? I played first trumpet in the Bourbon High School band.
No big deal.
I just thought it was.
It's a long legacy to carry along.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that I did.
Yeah, just something.
I enjoyed it a lot, and we had a great band, by the way.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that in in case you didn't know that.
Before Rita's head gets too big, we'll throw it onto the floor for our starting lineups. To go, Zane Parson, Sawyer Beachy, Jude Miller. Looking for that final starter that I missed out there. I believe it's number 32. Jacob Bontrager and Trent Caffey are your five for Bethany Christian. Looks like in the center circle it'll be Trey Caffey opposed by Jaden Overmeyer.
Really kind of looks like it could be a Westview starting lineup.
Feels like it, yeah.
You got a Miller, a Bontrager, and a Stuckey. Gets you started.
Very, very, very similar to what a Westview lineup might look like indeed. Westview having a great year. Just took down Northwood a couple games ago. And there's a great pass to start this game. Triton starts the basketball. Patrick feeds it nice to Gage Riffle, who runs the left baseline and lays it in cleanly. So 2-0 Triton to start off the game. 7:39 Triton 1-for-1 on possession tries. And now we get to see what Bethany Christian can offer on the offensive end. And the far side, Zane Parson works with the basketball. He's got it back in the right corner after a pass from Bontrager. Now a long cross-court pass, right corner to left corner to Bontrager. Handoff pass to Sawyer Beachy around the perimeter, back to Parson, trying to slice and dice. Is the Bethany Christian offense. They get it to Caffey. Caffey, left-handed dribble, right elbow jumpers pure. Wow, that looks really good. That's a tough shot.
Really pretty. Really pretty shot.
And Caffey knocks it down. 2-2, we're even away. 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Triton in the all-whites with the yellow numbers, blue letters. Bethany Christian in the very similar blue tone, maybe a shade lighter than Triton's blue, and the gray numbers, gray silver numbers, with the Bethany Christian script across the front chest. Triton moving the basketball around the perimeter now. Patrick into the lane. Right-handed floater's good. Midway between the basket and the free throw line. You know Landon's not going to, you know, blow up every night from 15 to 20 points, but any night you get eight to 10 from Landon Patrick with four assists and a clean sheet on the turnover ends. A really good night for Triton.
Yeah, he's pretty much more of a defensive specialist on the team, but he can shoot the ball.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of one of those deals. When it goes good, it goes good. When it doesn't either.
He's a fire starter,
yes,
especially on
is.
The defensive end. Tough shot, or rather a tough possession so far for Bethany Christian. They get it to Parson, trying to find Caffey. It's Gage Riffle who's tasked with guarding him. Long swing pass to the far corner for Bethany Christian, right in front of the Trojan bench. They go right to the left of the radio dial. Parson with a brace in the right hand, switches hands with the dribble to the left hand. He's fouled on a shot attempt as he tried to track it down the baseline. Two coaches once again. Daniel Mass for Bethany Christian, 2023 sectional title winner, 67 and 84th in his fifth season. And we know about Coach Jason Groves, over 350 career wins now.
That was a big night.
That was. First free throw is good for Parson. And Coach Groves at 350 even after the two wins against Pioneer and Lakeland Christian. 4-4, we're even after Parson hits both free throws. And Triton trying to respond after Landon Patrick had their last basket. Here's a great take, but just too tough on the reversal for Julian Swanson. 27 in the previous outing against Pioneer. Parson quickly on the other end, missed his first shot, got his rebound though off the miss. It's back to Caffey, a reversal to the right baseline, long pass back out to the perimeter for Sawyer Beachy. Beachy turns back, handoff to Bontrager. Now back to Parson. Tried to get a little too fancy with the dribble and turned it over right to Patrick. 2-on-1 for Triton. Landon takes it himself and lays it in. 4-6 for Landon Patrick. 5:20 left to go in the first quarter.
Good start.
Great start for Triton. Seems like the Trojans are going to be able to get what they want on the offensive end so far. Not a ton of resistance on that side.
But I love how similar these two teams are. Pass the ball very well, play good defense, and communicate very well. Both teams do this about as good as we've seen.
You can tell both teams are battle-tested already.
Yes.
Here's Parson after a long pass. Chest pass up to Bontrager, and right elbow jumper good for Jacob Bontrager. Back and forth we go. 6-6. We're tied up with 4:48 left to go in the first quarter. Over to the corner, rather left block for Overmeyer. Far wing for Wood. Brady Wood, he'll drive. Float shot, no good off the front iron. And Caffey the rebound. Caffey brings it cross court. He'll go all the way. Now pass it back out to the perimeter. Beachy will work it around to Parson, back to Caffey. Right corner, still guarded by Riffle. Caffey falls a screen left.
Wow.
And buries a three-pointer. Nothing but net for Trey Caffey. 9-6, Bethany Christian, their first lead of the game. What a shot that was.
What a great game so far.
Pretty clean so far offensively. Trojans trying to respond. Patrick surveying around the top of the perimeter. Now picks up his dribble and gives off to Julian Swanson between the rings. Swanson to Riffle near side. Riffle drives with the left hand through the lane. Off the glass, too strong. Rebound Caffey. See if the Bethany Christian Bruins want to run a little bit. Caffey can push the pace. He'll turn his back at the free throw line. Quick pass out. Now bounce to Beachy. Beachy gave it to Parson, who gave it right back to him. Now Parson, left wing. Guarded by Swanson. We'll have two substitutions at our first timeout, which we have not gotten yet. Just one foul so far in this game. It was two free throws made by Parson. Bontrager alone. Bounces it to Parson. Trying to find the back door. Cut off the right baseline. Stolen away by Patrick. Here come the Trojans. Bounce pass forward to Wood. Wood with some momentum. He'll drive right baseline. Turn and got it poked away from him. Back to Bethany Christian. Back and forth we go. Fast-paced game. Great find to Parson. And it's a five-point lead now for Bethany Christian. 11-6.
Doing a lot of things really right. This is just an enjoyable game for anyone to watch.
Very clean, fundamental performance so far. Parsons looked really strong. Caffey's looked really strong. Impressive all around. And Triton's found their spot so far, but they're 0 for 2 on their last two tries. Overmeyer with some contact. Easily bounces it off the glass for two and the harm. Jaden Overmeyer goes to the free throw line. Spot where he's not had a ton of success this season. 3 for 9 coming into the matchup against Pioneer. Have an early substitution. Jameson Swanson in for Brady Wood. And a pair of substitutions in for Bethany Christian. Looks like Jude Miller is going to take a seat. Pick up those substitutions to the best of our abilities we can. I see Toby Mast in the game. Also number 14, Josh Rassi. Overmeyer completes the three-point play. He will now take a seat for Isaac Quintana. 11-9. The Bruins lead the Trojans with 2:53 left to go in the first quarter.
Good substitution. Timely, I guess, but what Overmeyer brings you physically is he's the big bet guy. If he had another 6-8 inches on him, he would be an unbelievable player. Still is.
Still in the spot that Tanner Witt-Hoyo held down for two seasons. Tanner very good at playing with the bigger guys who were, he was undersized himself in most matchups, just about 6'1". Float pass around the perimeter. Bethany Christian tries to reestablish their offense with a pair of substitutions into the game. Here's Parson. Quick first step. Got the basketball poked out of his hands. And Jameson Swanson comes up with it. Swanson caught for a second to his brother Julian. Julian far side with the left-handed pass to Patrick. Patrick right in front of the Bethany Christian bench. Now Landon drives through the lane. Basket won't count even though it went through. It's a foul on the floor. And it'll be a baseline out of bounds right of the Triton basket. Landon in the deep corners, got his hands on his knees right now. Wears the left wrist tape. Looks over the top of Caffey. Now fires it into the perimeter for Gage Riffle. Riffle's three-point shooting starting to come on. He's up to 24% after a good performance against Pioneer. Patrick threw some contact. Could not get his right-handed lay-in to score, but as he hit the back, the protective padding underneath the basket, whistle blew, and he was fouled. So two free throws coming up for Landon. Patrick was a pretty solid free throw shooter.
If you take a look at the matchup on the floor right now, you have a couple of substitutions, but I don't think either team really lost a lot with those subs.
No, we've seen that from Triton all year so far.
Yes.
Rare miss for Landon. Right back into the game comes Jude Miller. Out goes number 10, Sawyer Beachy. Miller, 2.3 points per game. You don't see a ton of offense from him night in and night out. It's mostly Parson with 9 points per game and Caffey with 17.3. Landon splits the trip. 11-10, just a one-point Bethany Christian lead. The largest lead of the game has been 5 for Bethany Christian. Triton led by 2 at their most. Pass over to Miller. Miller to Parson. Left wing triple way off the mark and last touch by Bethany Christian. So out of bounds. Back to Triton and two quick substitutions once again. Wood back in the game for Coach Groves. Also Jaden Overmeyer. Out goes Riffle and out goes Patrick. 1:51 left to go in the first.
Rotating them up.
By the way, Sawyer Beachy, that last trip down for Bethany Christian, he did pick up his second foul. So two fouls for him early in the game, something to watch for Coach Daniel Mass. Swanson extended way far wing. Gold shoes, now drives. Hard drive with the right hand. Left it too hard off the basket. Quintana, the offensive rebound, and the putback's good.
That you'll take all day long.
12-11, that's got to be his role, Reedy.
You've
got to expect 4 to 6 points a night from him off the bench and doing a lot of those offensive rebounds and just putting it right back through. Triton retakes the lead. 1:15 left to go in the first quarter. Parsons with the left hand. Found some space, but just could not get it to go. The dribble moves what got him open. He was all alone under the basket, and I think he just kind of realized how open he was and missed the lay-in. 12-11, 60 seconds even left to go in the first quarter. Triton back with the basketball and a one-point lead. Largest lead they've had is 2. A basket here would give them their largest of the game. To Jameson Swanson, near corner. Swanson, right elbow jumper, too strong, off the backboard, and fouled up by Isaac Quintana again. He didn't get the lay-in to go, but he did get fouled. That's Trey Caffey on the foul, and Quintana to the free throw line.
Good opportunity right there to get the inside position. He had a kid that was a little bit bigger than he was, but it didn't make any difference. He held the position over the back of the call.
Correction on the foul. It was on Mass, not Caffey. First free throw, no good for Isaac. Doesn't get a lot of shot attempts, but the little that he does get, really strong. 3 for 4 this season at the free throw line. He's now 2 for 3. Got the second one to stick. 13-11. That's an area where Triton has to get better. They got to turn those 1-for-2s into 2-for-2s at the free throw line if they want to be a team that's going to have deep postseason success. It is an interesting stat, Rita, because it's 5 guards out there. You would expect, based on the profile of those players, they're going to be pretty solid free throw shooters, especially traditionally, the three-point shot translates to a decent free throw shooting team. That has not been the case. Triton hanging around the 50% range shooting the free throw, and that's kind of about where they stood last year after a full season. 18 seconds left. Bethany Christian seems content trying to take the final possession. And it looks like Coach Mass is going to use a timeout to talk this over. A 30-second timeout, 14 seconds even left to go in the first quarter. We're back from the Trojan Trench, where Triton leads Bethany Christian 13-11.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Had a great first quarter so far from the Trojan Trench. 13-11. Bethany Christian does have the basketball, trailing by two with 14 seconds left. They tried to use a timeout at the end of this first quarter with the possession to make it the best possible offensive set in order to secure at least 2 points. 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Nearly an errant pass. Parson does control it, though. Hand off to Miller. Miller will fire a jump shot that rolls off the rim. 2.5 seconds left. Half-court shot for Swanson. Ooh. On the mark, but didn't go through.
Close.
The right half of the rim and bounced off the backboard. So 13-11. Triton holds the lead at the end of the first quarter after a superb first half of basketball for the Trojan Trench. We're back in 60 on 107.3 WRSW.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow. Serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-3420.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Had a great game so far. Possession arrow favoring the Bethany Christian Bruins, so that means they start the quarter with the basketball. 13-11, they trail the Triton Trojans tonight on a little warmer than we've had Tuesday night. It's warmer, you know, that's, I guess, not hypothetically speaking, but compared to what we've had, it's been down in the negatives and low teens, around the 30s right now, right around tip. But we're inside, so that does not matter. 7:42, 20 seconds gone. Caffey, a long right corner three, is good. And he got that one to go down pretty easily, even though it was a high-difficulty shot.
You called it.
Wow. I said in the break, you know what, see if you can get him some more looks, because the two that he'd had before that, he'd gotten them to go down. That was another really high-level three-point make. 14-13, Bethany Christian retakes the lead. They did have a five-point lead at one point tonight. Triton's largest lead of the game has been two. Here's Overmeyer on the other end, bruising his way down low. Gets the foul to get called on the shot, but he could not get the lay-in to go with two hands as it just kind of sat on the front of the rim and fell off. We've got a foul. Coach Mast is... hands are on his head, and that's on Jacob Bontrager, so that's number two. So now Bontrager with two fouls, Toby Mast, I think, with two. No, excuse me, Jude Miller with two fouls. So two Bethany Christian Bruins with two fouls here in the first half as Overmeyer's first spins off the rim.
Gotta have him splitting is fine. Two for two is better.
Quick update from Jimtown. Triton at Jimtown tonight. That game got started a little earlier than normal as Overmeyer hits the second free throw, so it makes the score 14 even all. 15-13, Jimtown leading Triton at the end of the first half in that game from Jimtown. Our score here, boys basketball action, 14-14, 6:55 left to go in the first half. Great extra pass out of trouble for Parsons, but Toby Mass could not finish the short floater.
He was right there, too.
Right on target. Ooh, man. Landon Patrick striking to the basket. Got tied up with Zane Parsons. They call a foul on Parsons. I think, Rita, that may have been closer to a jump ball than it initially looked. Parsons kind of went right in the cookie jar with two hands. I think he got mostly ball.
A little physical. Maybe that's why they did that. I don't know.
It's a foul on the floor. It's not free throws. Second against Bethany Christian in the quarter. Quick and easy lay-in. Patrick finds Overmeyer, who was an inch away from the cup, essentially. And Overmeyer easily able to lay it up and in. Jaden has 5 points tonight. That would be a team high, and Triton retakes the lead 16-14. Poor pass. Fortunate for Bethany Christian that they retain at the perimeter. And then a second poor pass. This is spun to the backcourt by Jude Miller and out of bounds back to Triton. And not only will it go back to Triton, they're going to get to inbound on their half of the court.
A little bit of a break there as far as the time is concerned. Two-point lead right now for Triton, 16-14. I wouldn't be surprised if we wouldn't have as good an overtime with this game. It's just been that good.
Yeah, it's been super clean basketball. Good defense, great communication all around. Riffle. Well, not a lot of words for what Gage Riffle just did. He whipped around two defenders in motion and hit about a 17-foot jump shot from the left baseline. Very high difficulty of shot, and he made it look easy. So Riffle's on the board, and Triton's lead its largest at four. They score off the turnover. Quick missed shot for Bethany Christian on their end. Riffle has the basketball again. Swings to Patrick at the top of the key. Landon back to Jamison Swanson. Long right wing three is pure.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker for the team. Wow. That was something.
7-0 run for Triton after we were tied at 14. Bethany Christian needs an answer here to stay within range early in the second quarter. 5:33, they'll get it to their best player. Step back triple for Caffey. A little too strong and rebounded strongly by Jaden Overmeyer. Now Swanson, he wants to push the pace. Jamison Swanson, high arcing lay-ins, no good. And then he gets hit with a personal foul as he got a little too handsy coming in after the rebound. All of a sudden, the pace picked up. A couple of mistakes were made, and Triton's got a seven-point lead. He will get a bit of a breather as Julian Swanson takes his place.
I got to tell you, that Swanson kid's got a shot, doesn't he?
He does.
Wow. Something to see.
Julian's got those gold Nikes tonight. Those are standing out for me on the court. Seeing a lot of white and blue out there.
Express yourself.
I would say. He's got the gold-plated Nikes out tonight. Neither way, poor pass, trying to find Caffey on the inside. Double teamed by Triton and taken away by Overmeyer. So starting to maybe force feed Caffey to their fault. Two shots coming for, was that Riffle? Yes, it was. Yeah. Gage Riffle driving to the basket.
Kind of a fearless thing there because he was pretty much covered up with a lot of defense, but decided to take it all the way down. That was a good decision.
Zane Parson hit with his second personal foul. Three Bruins now with two fouls. Full to the free throw line where he is very strong. Makes the first. 22-14. The largest lead of the game keeps increasing for Triton. It's an 8-0 run for the Trojans. You surprised, Rita? No timeout yet from Bethany Christian?
A little bit. A little bit. You know, a lot of coaches feel like they can play through any problems they have, but it's kind of come in bunches here lately.
Well, it's now officially a 9-0 run for Triton, 23-14 with 4:50 left to go in the first half. Did not think we'd get to this point. It was 13-11 Triton at the end of the quarter. Nearly another turnover right into the lap of Toby Mast, and he missed the wide open layup. But an offensive rebound for Beachy. Bethany Christian gets to recycle the possession. Caffey, high pass to Mast on the right wing. Chest pass, now far corner. That's Jude Miller, and his three is good, and that is a lifeline three for the Bruins, and quickly a timeout by Daniel Mass before Triton can push the pace on offense. 23-17, a 30-second break for us, and we are back at the Trojan Trench with the Trojans on top by six.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family-owned since 1970. In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago, continues today.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
Triton wanting to work quickly out of the timeout by Bethany Christian. A long far corner three for Brady Wood is off the iron, no good, and rebounded out by Bethany Christian. So the Bruins, after a three from Jude Miller, trying to find the pace that they saw in the first quarter. It's been an awfully slow offensive second quarter so far, as we're under midway through, 3:49 left to go in the first half. They really, you know, they haven't taken care of the basketball well, but they move the basketball really well. That's what stood out to me, is Gideon Miller spins a pass to the baseline, tipped out trying to find the perimeter for Sawyer Beachy, stolen by Landon Patrick. And stop us if you heard us say that before. He'll throw a pass to Riffle. Back to Swanson, now Patrick between the circles. Patrick to Jameson, rather Julian Swanson. Back to Landon Patrick. He stands extended top of the key for Brady Wood, now a pass. Wood drives into the paint, off the back right foot, and that's good with the right hand.
Yep, that's just good basketball sense.
Sophomore, by the way.
You betcha.
I'd say that. And nearly a takeaway for Patrick on the inbound. It was three Bruins versus Landon Patrick, and somehow Patrick nearly tiptoed the baseline to steal the ball away from Bethany Christian. But that leads to an open left wing shooter, and it coming up short was Miller's shot. Rebounded by Triton. Uh-oh, here's Gage Riffle step into a three. Normally when we see that from Gage, it's going down, but this one did not, off the iron hot.
But he seems to be much more comfortable in the offense than he was the last game.
I'd agree with that. The confidence is starting to pick up for Gage. And I'd be honest with you, the confidence never really went away.
No, it was just quiet. Let's put it that way.
But it was a slower shooting start for Gage this season. He was 3 of 17 coming into the Pioneer matchup. He's now 17 of 25, I believe. Or excuse me, 7 of 25 from 3 this season. Easy steal for Jameson, or Julian Swanson. Quick pass to Gage Riffle. Riffle, left-handed drive. Underhand pass, near corner, Brady Wood.
Oh.
His three is good.
Wow.
Great ball movement by Triton. Riffle finds the open man, and Brady Wood does the rest. 28-17, and that three-point shooting prowess of Triton is starting to take effect in the second quarter. High pass, trying to get Caffey back into the game, and he stepped out of bounds. No, he traveled. Same outcome, though. Triton gets the basketball back.
Too far in the corner that time.
Jameson Swanson checks in. Overmeyer out. Julian Swanson checks out.
Quintana's in.
Quintana comes back in. I didn't catch any major substitutions. I think Jacob Bontrager came back in the game. Also did Zane Parson for Bethany Christian. So final 2 minutes of the first half of the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. We'll look at some scores around the area, get you all the stats from the first half at the Trojan Trench. Triton, their largest lead of the night at 11 right now. Jameson Swanson has got 3 points already tonight. Baseline pass. Boy, Patrick tried to get fancy with it as he used the basket to protect himself with the right hand, but his lay-in just couldn't get back to the basket as he got a little too far away from it after he was fouled. Two free throw attempts for Landon upcoming. Our schedule this week, we're off tomorrow night. Thursday night basketball again with Tippecanoe Valley girls basketball as they welcome DeKalb. Friday night we'll be with the boys as they welcome Peru from Tippecanoe Valley High School. And then Saturday night we're right back on the girls basketball path as Valley heads to Bremen. 2 for 2 for Landon Patrick. 30-17, 13-point advantage for Triton. 90 seconds left to go in the first half. Caffey uses a screen left, high pass to the left corner. Nearly out of bounds, but Miller saves it. Miller now to Caffey, trying to find him open in step from the right corner. No good for Trey Caffey on the three-point attempt. Triton wants to push. Patrick with the rebound. He'll turn to his left, give it to Swanson. Now Swanson to Wood, far corner. Swanson with a right hand. He'll dribble it around the perimeter. That's Wood back to Swanson. Now Wood in the far corner again. Wood with the right hand at the free throw line. Gave a pass off to Patrick. Patrick bounces into the interior. Chest pass to Jamison Swanson. Now Julian Swanson. Striking, just trying to pull this clock down. We're under 50 seconds left. They certainly could go for a basket, but you wonder the further this gets down, do they hang on to it? Julian Swanson will answer that for me. As his basket no good, or his basket attempt, Isaac Quintana, another offensive rebound. Two free throws coming up for Isaac.
That was just pursuit. Wanted to make sure he was right in, and he was in good position to draw that personal.
I believe that's the third offensive rebound of the night for Isaac Quintana. That's either resulted in him getting the basket or getting to the free throw line.
Triton pulling this out 30-17. It doesn't seem like it's that wide a lead.
It does not. Quintana hits the first free throw with some help of a slow roll into the basket off the rim. Patrick comes to give him some words of advice out of his left ear. And Quintana's second free throw, no good. Jamison Swanson tried to volleyball tap it out to a would-be Triton offensive player, but it falls into the hands of Jude Miller, who has the basketball. Miller advances across the midline. Poor handoff in an exchange, poked away, and then stolen in pursuit by Patrick. Patrick to Quintana. Quintana off the glass, up and in. Defense to offense off the turnover with ease for Triton. 33-17 the lead for the Trojans. It's largest at 16. 13 seconds left. Nearly a takeaway again for Patrick. Quick fire shot for Parson. No good. 8 seconds left. Triton should have plenty of time for a possession. Up to a wide open Swanson. He'll step back and hit a three. No good off the rim. Rebounded out. And then a half-court prayer from Bethany Christian as time expires. No good. 33-17. Triton explodes for a 20-point second quarter to give them the lead, in which they hold by 16. We'll get you to the Beacon Point Advisors halftime show from the Trojan Trench right here on 107.3 WRSW.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon. Generation after generation.
This is David Garris from Flotek Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotek 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotekpnh.com.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the Backyard Life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
It's time for the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Alder for Bergen & Company. The same great people in service, just with a new name.
We had a great first quarter, and then it was great if you're a Triton Trojan fan the second quarter. 33-17, the Trojans leading Bethany Christian tonight. It was 13-11 at the end of the first quarter, and then Triton responded with a 20-6 run in the second quarter to give them the current lead, which they hold by 16. It's a Beacon Point Advisors halftime show from the Trojan Trench. Phelan Height, Rita Price, and Rita, we saw some great three-point shooting in that second quarter from Triton. In the game, right now, 3 of 7, all of those made in that second quarter.
Yeah, if you take a look at the stats, there isn't much they didn't do right in the second quarter. The threes were outstanding, but their free throw shooting was very good in that quarter, too. And that kind of put them over the hump in a hurry. Landon Patrick had 7 for the game. Julian Swanson did not score. Overmeyer had 6. Riffle had 6. 5 for Wood. And also Swanson, the younger of the two, he had 3. What a great shot he took. That 3 was amazing. And Quintana ended up with 6, 3 in each period. For Bethany Christian, there was Cafe was 8. He had those 2 threes that were really beautiful. Parsons, 4. Also, Bontrager, 2. And Jude Miller put up a really nice looking 3 long toward the end of that second quarter. You know, it looked like it was going to be close forever. We may comment about even maybe some overtime tonight. Well, I think Triton kind of took it to them in that second quarter. That made it seem a whole lot different.
I would say so, and here's the story of the game for me. 9 turnovers for Bethany Christian in the first half, just 1 for Triton.
Yeah.
But even further from that, the points off those turnovers, 2 for Bethany Christian, 16 for Triton, most of those in the second quarter run that gave them the 16-point lead. There's been 4 lead changes, 4 ties, Triton a 17-3 lead that they are currently on as we take it into the second half. Rita went over the scoring, the total team numbers. Triton shooting 52%, 40% from 3. They're 9 of 13 at the free throw line. That's something I think is a good number for them, but the fact that they've gotten 13 shots is even better. That's the mark of a team that's, I think, as the season goes on, they're going to have to get comfortable taking it to the interior against some of these bigger teams, drawing fouls, getting contact, and going to the free throw line to overcome some of that height.
Well, one of the things that I thought was most impressive is the fact that a few kids that we saw almost played a little timidly, but still played well when they came under their own in this game, and I thought Ripple was one of those. He kind of took charge in several areas, which was very, very good. Overmeyer, at the time he was in, was very effective, too. The guard play, well, what can you say about them? They can do it at will, and that's exactly what they did in the second quarter.
That's exactly what they did. So Beacon Point Advisors is proud to partner with the KC Riley Kids Fund this season, and that means every made free throw for Triton will be multiplied by 2 and then put into that KC Riley Kids Fund. 9 first half free throws. That means $18 getting put into the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Beacon Point Advisors this season. Let's look at our out-of-town scoreboard. Thanks to our friend Erica Warren for helping us out getting these scores and keeping these updated. We'll start with boys basketball since we're currently covering boys basketball. Manchester leading LaVille 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. Fort Wayne Northrop over Leo 30-22 at the end of the first half. Andrean in Culver Academy tonight. It's 3-3 early in the first quarter of that contest. Southside leading Peru 38-27 midway through the second quarter. Winamette currently leading Culver Community 19-8 at the end of the first quarter. And Elkhart leading Valley 17-11 at the end of the first quarter. In girls basketball action, Triton girls basketball on the road tonight at Jimtown. They trailed the half 15-13. Concord and Penn a 37-16 lead over Concord. Culver Academies in Bremen. This was one of the better games coming into the night. Bremen at 10-0. Culver Academy right now leading 33-30. Bluffton leads Southwood 27-13. DeMott Christian in Tri-County tonight. A winner already is Tri-County 54-38. Wauwatosa girls basketball beats Bethany Christian tonight 49-29. Mekonikwa leading Carroll right now 11-10 in the first quarter. Prairie Heights and DeKalb. DeKalb on top 34-18. A couple of college scores at the men's basketball level. Taylor a winner, 102-91 over Milligan already tonight. Indiana Wesleyan over Arizona Christian in a close one, 73-69. Grace playing in Hawaii, Rita. That sounds right, nice right about now. 83-66, they defeat Midland in men's basketball. In women's basketball, Taylor a winner, 68-50. Iwu falls to St. Thomas, Florida, 67-53. And Bethel beats Ave Maria, 69-62. So area hoops at the college level, alive and well in both the men's and women's, and a good check of our scores from around the area. At the high school level, we'll take a timeout and get you out of our Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. We'll get you ready for second half action of the Trojan Trench when we return right here on 107.3 WRSW. Triton on top of Bethany Christian, 33-17.
We're courtside here in Michiana, and folks, fall cleanup is running out of time.
That's a turnover waiting to happen, Balin.
But hold on. Been There Dump That Michiana checks into the game. They've got clean, driveway-friendly dumpsters ready to assist on any project.
Absolutely. Just call 574-892-5554 or visit BeenThereDumpThat/Michiana to choose the dumpster for your project.
Been There, Dump That, Michiana. Proud to support Indiana high school basketball this season.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Resource.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow. Serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Balin Height.
Rita, should be primed for a good second half. We thought this game would be closer throughout points of tonight, especially after that first quarter when it was 13-11 Triton. But the Trojans in the midst of a 17-3 run. It has them up 16. Their first shot of the quarter is no good by Swanson. But Landon Patrick gets the offensive rebound and is fouled after he tried to lay the basketball in with the right hand.
Did a good job. I think, you know, the intimidation of going for that first shot was way wide. I think Julian thought he had more room there. And then, of course, when it bounced back right in the hands of Bethany Christian, he thought, this is good. Till Landon Patrick showed up. It wasn't so good.
I mean, if you scout Triton at this point of the year, I mean, not just this year, but the last two seasons, really. You have to understand that is where Landon Patrick, you know, he makes his hay right there.
Yes.
Working that baseline as a defender. When you're not paying attention, he is, and he gets a good portion of his takeaways right there on the offensive side or the defensive side of the Triton court. 1-for-2 trip, though, for Landon. He's got a game-high 8 points so far tonight. Nearly has a takeaway as Bethany Christian's Parson really struggling and just gets a prayer up with the right hand and found Twine.
Good job.
Very good shot from Parson. 34-19, the lead 15 for Triton to start the third quarter. 7:18 left to go in the third quarter. Handed off to Brady Wood. Wood takes a hard bump. Parsons picked his pocket, then slid on top of the basketball and called a timeout. Two high-level plays from Zane Parson, and I think he took a little bump in the stomach or the chest there, maybe lost his breath for a moment.
Yeah, he did. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him.
It'll be a timeout for Bethany Christian. They've got two remaining after taking this last one. We'll be back in a moment from the Trojan Trench. 34-19 Bethany Christian basketball when we return.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better. When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Powered Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Well, welcome you back to the Trojan Trench. The good news is Zane Parson was able to get up on his own 2 feet and get back to the Bethany Christian bench. The lead 34-19. It looked like Rita, maybe he just got hit in the chest, sternum area, and I thought initially just maybe lost his breath, but it could have been more than that. I don't know. He was down for a significant amount of time.
Yeah, he was down for, and the trainer right away from Tripe was there, so they're going to look him over pretty good. Normally that knocking the wind out of you, which is an old saying for sure, which just means you just lost your breath, will take a little bit of time and then you recover quickly. He's going to be sore.
He will be.
He got jostled pretty good there.
But he's going to remain in the game. Bethany Christian with the basketball. He's actually going to be the inbounder as he stands right in front of the Triton coaching staff. And cleanly inbounds the ball to Beachy. Beachy now in front of the Bethany Christian bench on the right side of the court. Parsons pass too hot to handle, and Gage Riffle recovers the deflection. Riffle hands off to Patrick. Triton wants to push the pace here. Now Wood back to Patrick. Stands in the Trojan logo at midcourt. Low pass and the bounce to Wood. Wood to Overmeyer. Overmeyer lost the pass as it spun out of his hand, and while he was midair, tried to pick it up and lay it in. Just a high difficulty, a shot that he was unable to complete. Caffey in rhythm. His jumper no good. Rebounded by Brady Wood. Patrick, full court pass to Jaden Overmeyer. Overmeyer somehow got the basketball to go through the hoop. It was a great pass, but he was all the way under the backboard and then reached back with his left hand and laid it in.
He did a great job there. Great job.
So Overmeyer now with 7 points, just a point shy of Landon Patrick's 8-point total for a game high. 36-19, 6:22 left to go in the third quarter. Foul on this end for the Trojans. Reach in foul on Brady Wood. First foul of the quarter for Triton. One personal foul for each team so far in the quarter. Parson dribbling, left hand, tried to entry into the interior on the drive, and he was held up again. This one's going to go, I think, on Landon Patrick. No, that one's going to go on Jameson Swanson. They'd have an update from our friends over on Willie 103.5. Fremont right now leading Fairfield girls basketball action 25-15. Bit of an interesting score there, Reed. I thought maybe.
Yeah, I thought that'd be more dominant
years,
the other way.
In years, we've seen Fairfield kind of come out on top in that matchup, but Fremont putting out a really good product this year and a 10-point lead over the Falcons. Our game here, 36-19, with 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And Bethany Christian, it seems like it's gotten a little bit more difficult to get points. As I say that, Jude Miller hits a 2-point jumper with a hand right on his chest.
Well, he gave him a three when they needed it. That helped to break the pressure here in this third quarter.
And then Caffey nearly a takeaway at midcourt. Swanson recovers. Swanson tried to pass it with his left hand to Overmeyer, and he threw it right to a Bethany Christian Bruin. Then reaching it on the other end, Gage Riffle pokes it to Landon Patrick. Patrick swings it back to Swanson. Extra pass, Brady Wood. 3-point attempt, no good. And rebound comes to Sawyer Beachy. And now Beachy, nearly a full court pass to Miller. Miller a drive. Back to Parson on the right baseline. Bontrager back to Beachy. Beachy in the far corner now. Spins it to Bontrager. They're trying to get Caffey open on the right corner. Parson looks to the inside. Back to Caffey on the perimeter. And now Caffey, left screen, top of the key three, rolls off the rim, rebounded by Riffle.
He was up there, wasn't he?
He was. Obviously, they're trying to go to their main guns, 17 points per game for Trey Caffey, but the second half it has really become tough sledding offensively for Bethany Christian. Really, I mean, since the first quarter. They had 11 points in the first quarter, and they have just 10 since then. Great baseline pass to Jaden Overmeyer, who left it a little long with the right hand. Empty trip for Triton. Now a great adjustment into the basket for Sawyer Beachy, and we get a timeout taken by Coach Jason Groves and the Triton Trojans. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. We'll see if we have any updated scores from our out-of-town scoreboard. Just gave you that Fairfield and Fremont score. Jimtown on top of Northwood in boys basketball. That's a great matchup tonight. 12-5, Jimtown at Northwood at the Panther Pit. Manchester still leading LaVille. Last we saw, 18-7. And Elkhart over Valley at the half, 30-14. That's a tough matchup for Valley. Manchester now way out in front of LaVille, 49-26 with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Northfield defeated Logansport tonight, 55-15. Mishawaka beat Southland Washington in girls basketball. That was also a girls basketball score at Northfield-Logansport game, 62-49. We already know Wauwatosa a winner tonight, 49-22. And Tri-County a winner over DeMont Christian. And I think that's all we've got as far as our updated scores from the half. We're back in action here after the Triton timeout. And Patrick, a game-high 8 points so far tonight. Dribbles the basketball with some light pressure from Jude Miller. Patrick to Swanson, screen right from Wood. Now right into the interior, off the screen is Brady Wood, and that's an easy basket for Brady Wood with the right hand.
Well, Wood just has so many talents. Gives him seven for the game, and just at every place on the court, he can shoot the ball wherever he is.
Full toolbox of options.
Yep.
Midway through the third quarter, 38-23. The lead has hovered around 15 points all quarter long for Triton. Beachy back to Mast. Now Josh Rassi, who we have not seen too much tonight, getting pestered by Landon Patrick, goes back to Toby Mast. Great defense from Gage Riffle, denying Trey Caffey the pass to the entry. But a three from the far side by Josh Rassi. It's his first bucket of the night. And the senior brings it to a 12-point game. 3:28 left to go. A little bit better so far these last couple possessions are Bethany Christian offensively. They've had to work harder, though. Triton way out, playing around what looks to be a little bit of a modified 2-3 zone, maybe the Bethany Christian spitting at him. Does leave an open defender, rather an open three-point shooter, and Gage Riffle won't miss too many of those.
Oh, no. You find one of his favorite spots, deep in the corner.
Left corner three, good for Riffle. Answers the three from Bethany Christian. 41-26 with 2:55 left to go. Triton the lead. Trey Caffey through the air, around a defender, opened it up with his dribble, and he continues to impress me tonight.
Yes.
Obviously the score not in his favor by 13, but, boy, he hits some very high-difficulty shots and makes them look easy. He could be a collegiate player, Reed. I think there's a school not too far away from him that could use his services. Maybe Goshen, even higher than that. Errant pass, rare turnover tonight from Triton. They had just one in the first half, but one there.
Pass was just a little bit too hard and high for that to happen. I think it was a good idea, but just a little bit too much oomph on that one.
Now all of a sudden, Bethany Christian with another made three-pointer. It could put them in a position for the first time to get this within 10 in quite some time. But that's not going to happen, at least for the moment, as Landon Patrick secures a takeaway with his back to the basket, tried to lay the basketball in through contact. He could not. Bethany Christian in transition on the other end. Over to Rassi. Rassi back to the corner for Beachy. Beachy drives, left baseline, entries good and clean. Sawyer Beachy with 4 points, and it's 41-30, a 5-0 run. For Bethany Christian, Coach Jason Groves wants a timeout. He's a little upset. He felt like that timeout should have gotten called earlier. But nonetheless, the timeout is secured with 1:53 left to go in the quarter. 41-30, Triton on top. We're back in 30 here on 107.3 WRSW.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with prearrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago continues today.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome back to the Trojan Trench. 41-30, 1:51 left to go in the third quarter. Triton a couple rare turnovers, trying to quell that though out of the timeout on a great post-entry pass to Brady Wood, and Wood does the rest with two hands. Point blank lay-in good. 43-30, 95 seconds left in the quarter. And we get a personal foul against Triton. Just as easily could have been an offensive foul. 50-50 call goes the way of the Bruins. Quick timeout check. Triton's used two timeouts in the quarter. They've got three remaining. Bethany Christian has two remaining for the game. See if that becomes a factor if this game gets a little bit closer. It's a 13-point lead right now for Triton. They won last year's matchup by 14. Rather, by 11, excuse me. These games have been close, although the season series 29-9 over the last, 38 matchups. Only two wins since the year 2000 for Bethany Christian in this series. This came in 2001 and 2022. Taking their time on this possession, trying to rotate the basketball to the open shooter, looking for Caffey on a left baseline cut. Gage Riffle's done a really good job defensively on him tonight. And the Triton crowd applauding the defensive effort from the Trojans on this trip. Patrick knew that was going to be called for a foul, so he got right into the chest of Josh Rassi. Caston and Pioneer tied at 20, girls basketball action. Area score. We'll have more on our Beacon Point Advisors post-game show, but we'll have a full quarter of action before we get a chance to do that. Toby Mast out of the game. Jacob Bontrager into the game. He's nursed some foul trouble tonight. Bontrager, we have not seen him in his usual starting role or consistent minutes with a starter. High pass skied into Trey Caffey. Caffey continuing to get pestered by Gage Riffle. Now goes the left block. Turns around, gives a pass to Jude Miller. Miller trying to work around the sophomore, Brady Wood. Goes to Beachy. Now with 34 seconds left, will the action start offensively? Or will Coach Mast want to pull this all the way back and let this be the final possession of the third quarter? That looks to be maybe the case here. Caffey, a little isolation. Now back to Jude Miller. Miller with 18 seconds. Now the action will start. Over to Beachy on the right wing. What are we going to see, Rita? Double screen at the top maybe for Trey Caffey. We'll see how he fights through.
Going to have to work this out pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, 5 seconds running out of time. Into the hands of Bontrager. Now to the far corner. It's just a prayer of a shot. And for all that ball movement, Bethany Christian unable to really even get a shot off. 43-30. It's the end of the third quarter. Triton on top. They led at the end of the first, second, and now third. Will they be the winner of this game? You'll have to wait to find out for 8 more minutes. We'll be back in a moment on 107.3 WRSW.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon. Generation after generation.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Back at the Trojan Trench for the final 8 minutes. Baylen Height, Rita Price, hanging out with you on a Tuesday night that's warmer than we've been used to, but we're inside and it's nice and warm. Bethany Christian, they start with the basketball. after using a minute and 20 seconds and not even ending up with a shot. A frustrating set, but Dre Caffey, the backdoor rebound on the missed shot. He picks up the loose miss, and he's now 6, 8, 12 points for Caffey. That's a game high, by the way. 43-32, 7:30 left to go at the contest. This is close enough to be a close game. Ooh, what a pass. I don't know if that was out of a lack of space, desperation, or what, into Quintana. And Quintana got two opportunities, but the defense was really strong for Bethany Christian. He missed both. Now the Bruins for the first chance in a long time to get this under double figures. Parson, mid-range jumpers, good from the free throw line. And all of a sudden, Rita, this game, 43-34, yep, with 7 minutes left.
Well, that shot just went around and around and around and fell through, so that means good things are beginning to happen, obviously.
4-0 run to open up the quarter for Bethany Christian. Trying to respond. Yep, it's a 2-3 zone again. You have to shoot over it. Jamison Swanson's three-pointer, no good. Caffey the rebound. And then poked away. Whoa, Landon Patrick got a slap to the face. That was a basketball move. It wasn't anything intentional. He thought maybe it was last touched by Bethany Christian. It was last touched by Triton. His effort comes up short, but not to the dismay of the Triton faithful here, as they certainly thought that was last touched by Bethany Christian.
One of those guys has spent too much time inside the last 3 days.
Hey, they were right in front of it, to be fair.
That's
to them.
Exactly right. He was right in
they
line with
right
it.
They were right on it. 6:36 left to go. 9-point Triton lead. Bethany Christian basketball back in their hands. Pretty much had to come clean and get through at least 2 points on every possession moving forward to continue to stay in this game. It is a 9-point lead, but with no shot clock, you start to complicate things. Bump foul on Gage Riffle.
Yeah, Gage is complaining about that. He thought he was kind of having a little bit of chicken wing elbow thing going on.
I think so. Nonetheless, the first foul on Triton. It's on the floor in the quarter.
And the Natives are really beginning to get restless now.
They are.
Very little has been said up to this point.
The good news for Triton is, though, it is a 4-0 run. It's a 9-point game, but they've almost taken 2 minutes off this clock in the final eight in the fourth quarter. Bethany Christian's going to have to work at a higher rate, or rather faster rate, each possession down if they want to get back in this game. Somehow Parson found an open Bontrager. Bontrager back to Miller. Miller in the air. High difficulty. 2-point shot. No good. Rebounded cleanly by Brady Wood, and the Trojans will work some time and score here. They're not going to be very quick to get into their offense unless they've got an open shot. 5:50 left to go in the game. They'll swing it all the way around town. They go from the right corner to the left corner. And now they're just playing four out with the basketball, looking for the best possible shot over the top of this Bethany Christian zone. They get Wood open with a sliver. Defense collapses on him. Back to Swanson. Now to Riffle way beyond the arc, and he nails the three-point shot right in front of his head coach, Coach Jason Groves, who told us a couple of nights ago that he's going to get that three-point shot back, and when he does, we're going to be a really, really good team, already off of a good team. 46-34, Triton's lead back into double figures by 12. That's a backbreaker, too, for Bethany Christian. You
really
worked so hard to get those 4 points, and then it's almost matched with one shot after nearly a full minute comes off the clock.
One great shot.
Parsons, right baseline jumper, no good. He thought maybe he was fouled on the right arm. It was a complete air ball. Patrick to Swanson. Swanson shot fake, rather pass fake to the left wing. Now the defense collapses on him. He'll have to find somebody to get the basketball too. Yeah, he picked up his dribble. That's a double dribble. Stopped with the dribble, put it back down the court, and turned it over. Masked in for Bontrager.
For a seasoned guard, that always, they know, and they don't like the fact that they did it, but they know deep down in, I haven't done anything like that for a long time, obviously.
Everybody in the gym kind of froze and says, is that a double dribble? Yes, it is a double dribble. Parson takes a handoff. He's at the right elbow, rather left elbow. Pass to the far corner. Now Parson back with the basketball again after receiving the pass from number 10, Sawyer Beachy. Do we get a reach-in foul against Triton?
Yeah, pretty much. Said he pushed him.
Swanson picks up his first. That's Julian Swanson. Second in the quarter against Triton. If you look at the score, it's 12 points, 4:25 left to go in the game. If we get in a position where maybe Bethany Christian has to foul Triton to get them to the free throw line and save some time, they've not committed a personal foul yet in this quarter, so there'll be a lot of fouls to give before they can do that. Parson moving traffic around with in front of him, fires a three-point shot. That's no good. Riffle the rebound up to Landon Patrick. He looks to the bench, receives the command from Coach Jason Groves. And now Landon slices his way into the interior. Kick pass out to Wood, halfway down the cup and out. Ah. But Jaden Overmeyer there to clean up the loose. Nice.
That was awesome.
Got Overmeyer with 9 points now tonight. An offensive rebound and a putback for him. 48-34. It's a 14-point advantage now. Starting to become more unrealistic for Bethany Christian the more and more Triton scores. This would be a big answer. Beachy gave up the three-pointer, went for the right-handed floater, and I think that actually allowed the defense to get closer to him than if he had tried a three-point shot. That slight hesitation threw off the timing. Triton basketball. Patrick fouled before he can get to the cup. It's on the floor. When 3:25 mark, the clock stops. And I think you're starting to have reality set in just a little bit if you're Bethany Christian as they pull two substitutions in and out of the game. Jacob Bontrager in. Did Toby Mass check back in? No, I don't think it was Mass. It was 14 Josh Rassie. Triton same five out there. Corner pass to Riffle. Back to Swanson. Swanson stands way extended, about, I want to say, 8 or 10 feet from the right wing. Now he entries slightly to the top of the key. Hand off to Wood. Wood has to dribble because there's pressure from the defense, and that's an easy basket from Brady Wood. I mean, he's deceptively strong.
Yeah.
5'11", sophomore, but he really is built like a senior when you look at how the guards are built after 4 years of a high school weight room.
Definitely. He looked at much like that last year.
Quick fire three for Rassie. Offensive rebound for Caffey. Shot blocked by Overmeyer. 50-34. Looks like Triton's going to put a bow on this one with 2:45 left to go. They can really do what they want to on offense with time remaining. Ooh, Patrick tried to find a lob for Overmeyer. It ends up being an open left corner three for Gage Riffle that he buries.
What do you mean? Didn't they plan that?
Sure.
They'll say so, but they sure didn't.
53-34, 2:23. And now Bethany Christian just trying to answer with anything they can. Josh Rassie, a three-pointer that's no good.
Riffle has ripped down so many rebounds.
Yeah, he's done a great job tonight. He's had to guard the best player.
That's right.
On the court for Bethany Christian and Trey Caffey. I'm curious to ask Coach Groves what he thinks about that, his performance tonight. Also for Gage, got to feel good. Came into the season with just 7 made threes through 5 games. He's got 3 tonight. He's almost got half of all he had throughout the season in one performance. Foul on Parson. That's his 4th. Inbound for Landon Patrick, who skies it back to Brady Wood on the perimeter. Now Wood, handoff to Riffle. Riffle with the left hand, handoff to Swanson. Swanson tries to drive a step inside the 3-point line. 2 minutes even left to go in the game. Patrick will drive, right-handed floater, tried to use the backboard, that's no good. Overmeyer somehow contorted his body to get the offensive rebound, then put it up, couldn't get the shot to go, missed it, and then went up and under with the right hand. And Rita's laughing because that was truly, when they say a circus shot,
that was
a circus underhand lay-in from Jaden Overmeyer, rather.
Straight up, straight down.
It didn't hit any part of the rim, only the twine.
Well, you know what to say. Sometimes when it goes good, it all goes good.
Shooter's
and
touch.
It's all like going good right now for Triton.
Full timeout, Bethany Christian. 55-34, 94 seconds left till Triton secures their 5th win of the year and 3rd straight. We're back in a moment on 107.3 WRSW.
This is David Garris from Flotech Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotech 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotech Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotech Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotechpnh.com.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
quick fire shot on the inbound for Bethany Christian was no good. Rebounded by Landon Patrick, and Bethany Christian fouled immediately. That was Zane Parsons. That's his fifth foul. Helped to find his seat on the bench. Bethany Christian will have to have somebody take his place for the final 90 seconds. They go to Jacob Bontrager. Parsons takes a seat. Pretty good game for Zane Parsons tonight.
He wanted to argue about it a little bit, but the coach just said, no, it's okay. It's fifth quick foul, let's put it that way.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Full court pass from the baseline to Gage Riffle. That was a football pass for Jaden Overmeyer. And he found his wide receiver in this instance, and Gage Riffle right underneath the cup as he laid it up and in. Trey Caffey, an answer on this end. His three-pointer is blocked and easily rebounded by Triton. 57-34, Triton a 23-point lead. That's the largest of the game. It led for the most part right around that 12-15 mark after the first quarter. Riffle chest pass to Overmeyer, under a minute now. Coach Jason Gross hoping to maybe get those JV guys some time into the game, and he will get that opportunity too, as there's a foul on the floor against Bethany Christian. It'll be a fresh set of five into the game for the Trojans. Starters will take a seat. We'll pick these guys up as we get the opportunity to do so. Jamison Swanson will come into the game. Colton Large will get into that game. We'll get into the game. Levi McFarland in the game. Max Johnson also going to check in. And number three, Blaze Henley, is in the game.
Also, the JV won 34-28, so they had a good game in their lone performance tonight. Really, it was an exciting game on behalf of both teams.
Wonder if they'll get a chance to run any action here. Are they just going to be time and score? Kind of looks to be that way. Levi McFarland has the basketball. Pass, I think, back to Johnson. No, excuse me, that's Large. Back to Hensley. Hensley between the circles. Almost lost his dribble. Kept it, though. Passed it back to McFarland. Now Jamison Swanson with 7 seconds will end the basketball game with the ball in his hand. 57-34, a final from the Trojan Trench. Triton tonight dominant. From the second quarter on, they outscored Bethany Christian 20-6 in the second quarter, led 30-17 at the half, and finished the game a 57-34 win. We'll talk with head coach Jason Groves when we return. We'll get you started on the Beacon Point Advisors post-game show following tonight's Triton Trojan victory.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
We're courtside here in Michiana, and folks, fall cleanup is running out of time.
That's a turnover waiting to happen, Balin.
But hold on. Been There, Dump That Michiana checks into the game. They've got clean, driveway-friendly dumpsters ready to assist on any project.
Absolutely. Just call 574-892-5554 or visit BeenThereDumpThat/Michiana to choose the dumpster for your project.
Been There, Dump That Michiana. Proud to support Indiana high school basketball this season.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
We welcome you back to the Trojan Trench as it's the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show following a victory for Triton 57-34. Let's get you to the team scoring rather than the individual scoring first. And we start with the Bethany Christian Bruins. They were led tonight by Trey Caffey's 12 points, 8 points for Zane Parson, 5 points for Jude Miller, 4 points for Sawyer Beachy, 2 points for Jacob Bontrager, 3 points for Josh Rassi. For Triton, it was more of a balanced approach. 3 Trojans were in double figures tonight. They were led by Gay Driffle, 17 points on 3 of 4 three-point shooting, 13 points for Brady Wood, 10 points for Jaden Overmeyer, 8 points for Landon Patrick, 3 for Jameson Swanson, and 6 for Isaac Quintana. And we're going to be joined live here by Coach Jason Groves as we give him our headset. And we will chat with Coach live.
Hi, folks.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Good night.
It was. I thought we got off to a good start and, came out focused, played really well that first half. I thought third quarter we kind of let our guards down a little bit, got a little sloppy, didn't execute some of the things we wanted to do. They bounced back and had a good fourth quarter.
It was really nice to see Riffle have a great game.
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing I told him. He did a great job on Caffey, making him work for everything he got. We talk about the 95%. You have the ball in your hand about 5% of the time. What are you going to do that 95%? He really stepped up and did a great job defensively and offensively as well.
Well, your inside play wasn't bad either. Overmeyer did some kind of spectacular things, especially at the end of the game.
Yeah, I kind of challenged Jaden a little bit, and I thought the last two games, he wasn't very aggressive inside, and so we're like, hey, you need to show up and be aggressive inside. You're an athletic kid, use that athleticism and look to score in there, and he did a nice job with that.
So, if you take a look at your team overall, you're able to get a lot of kids in and out of the game. You're able to do the things you wanted to do, basically. Can you look at any fault of these four quarters? The third may be a little bit low, but overall?
Yeah. I mean, definitely the third quarter, I thought we just went through a lull there where we weren't defending the way we did the first half, just some weird things. We did try to make some adjustments on some ball screen stuff, and it didn't really work out too much in the third quarter. So I'm like, oh, let's just go back to the way we were doing it. And so, that was on me. But, we can't have those spells where we take bad shots or we turn the ball over, in which we did in that third quarter. And so you just got to stay focused the whole game and extend the lead.
When you extended the lead, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Because it seemed to me like it was 4 or 5 points. All of a sudden, I looked up, it was 17.
It was funny. We talked about the JV game. We thought, man, it feels like we're up 10 points and we're down 3, I think, because we had probably twice as many shots attempts as they did. And at halftime, Chad said that. He goes, we're up 16. I feel like we're only up like 4. And so it did feel like that tonight. It's because they play so hard. Bethany is a scrappy team that never quits, and they're gritty and get after it. And that's all you can ask out of your kids. So I thought they played well that third quarter.
It's a good challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you learn anything tonight about your group that maybe you hadn't in games past so far? I know it feels like we're deep in this thing already, but we're only 5 games in.
At times I think it's better off with this group. I just let them go at times. And they make good decisions for the most part. And so, I think they play a little bit better when we're just playing and reading and reacting. But they got to communicate, I think, is the biggest thing, with that, is just talk and communicate what we're in and what we're doing. We have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. I know that. I didn't necessarily learn that tonight, but, we just got to embrace that and, have, maybe somebody defensively is really going to step up. Like tonight, Gage defensively really stepped up. And then offensively, one game it may be Julian. Next game it might be Jaden Overmeyer. It might be Gage or, whoever. And just a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things.
It's just fun.
It
fun
is.
To watch.
Yeah, you know, they're a good group when they they're focused. You know, they I don't know if it's kids nowadays or this group, but they get distracted pretty easily. I thought if we play like we practiced last night, we're not gonna win this game. But you know, it's I think that's just kids in general, and so you know, they're 16, 17 year old kids, and you know, they're gonna. Attention span's going to be short, so, but you know,
periodically.
Periodically. Yeah. You know, hopefully they can just re-lock in and, you know, like they did in the fourth quarter there.
Well, what do you think of the draw of the Bi-County?
Awful. The four best teams are in the bottom half of the bracket. So, yeah, I mean, I think we've drawn LaVille probably 5 or 6 years out of the last 9, I don't know, so. That's not very fun to go to play at LaVille. But it is what it is. You know, we can't control that, and, you know, we're going to have to beat some really good teams to win this thing.
That's right.
And that's what it's about. That's why this thing's so hard to win.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things that really gives you a good blow, I think, when you come down and take a look at the schedule. You're going to play the Northwoods. You're going to play these people. You're going to play Plymouth. You're going to play tough teams, bigger teams, teams that are used to winning, and then that prepares you to walk in there.
Definitely. You know, that's one thing we've always taken pride in is our schedule, and, you know, it definitely prepares us for situations like the Bi-County, the sectional, just, you know, any opponent that's really going to be a challenge for us. And we have a tough stretch coming up here. I mean, we're at Winamac. I think they're 6-0. They're really good. And they've been doing that without Melko. I think he's supposed to be back our game. Then we have LaVille at home, and then we have Couts at Couts, who's I think now ranked number 1 and 1A. So, you know, I told our kids this stretch, you know, is going to be a tough one, and we're not going to win these games staying at this level. You know, we got to raise our level each and every practice and get better from here on out.
Anything else?
Congrats on 350. I know it's just kind of like a halfway number between 300 and 400.
I didn't know that was a thing, to be honest with you.
Kind of is.
I mean, that's a pretty impressive number. We weren't there for that one, so. Wanted to mention that.
Well, thanks. And, I appreciate it.
Did you think 21 years ago when you became a head coach, you'd be talking about, I mean, with the losses in there, you're over, I think you're over 600 games total.
No. I mean, I mean, honestly, when I was young, I didn't know what to think, what to expect. You know, I know I love this sport and I love this community. So, you know, the passion's been there and I love it. And, you know, the relationships we built throughout the years. And I've been blessed with some pretty good basketball players, too. So.
I remember that time when all that happened. It was a little bit of an uproar going on, and you know, you felt like you were kind of taking someone's place. And I remember you feeling very almost guilty about doing it. At that time, it was hard.
It was. It was, you know, a lot of mixed emotions with that. You know, I grew up, you know, I dated my wife who was here from Bourbon, knew Mike, you know, growing up, and we went to Bethel together. And, you know, I'm not saying I totally agree with what happened there. But, you know, I knew this was a place I wanted to stay and raise my kids and be here. And so, you know, I thought, you know, I needed to be there for the kids here. So, and that's what I did. And,
well, you not only opened the window, you jumped through it. Whether you think it was the right thing or not, though, people will say, it now seems to be maybe it was the right thing.
Well, looking back on it, maybe. But at the time, it was really tough. That's a hard decision to make.
Yes.
And, you know, you get into education, though, for the kids. You're here for the kids. You want what's best for them. And so, you know, that's what I did, and I felt like I was doing. And so, yeah.
Well,
21 years later, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, a lot of supportive people along the way, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you're going to have to go a few years and make it 700 or 800.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Once I hit 50, I'm like, my body's different. My mind is different. I'm like, I don't know about that.
It's not your best friend,
for
sure.
You know what, though? I was talking to Daniel, the Bethany coach, before the game, just, you know, our program is in really, really good shape. And so, you know, if I don't stick around much longer, somebody's going to come in and get a really good program. We got our fifth graders went undefeated, I think 13-0. Our sixth graders are good. Our seventh graders are good. Eighth graders are good. So, you know, we got things set up. And, you know, he's like, well, you might want to stay then. I'm like,
yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
I don't want to be like Bill Patrick, though, and then 25 more years later after this.
You know, you know what he said when he went to Valley.
What's that?
I'll give you 3 years.
3 years.
He was there 17.
Exactly. That's my point. I think I'm going to be on the beach in Florida at that point.
Well, we'll take you as long as we can get you. For sure.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great night.
You too.
That's Coach Jason Groves. We'll get back to our scoring. We got to the Triton scoring. Actually, we just got to get our out-of-town scoreboard read, I think.
Hey, there you go.
Point Advisors post-game show. And then we'll pretty much wrap it up. So we'll take actually a 60-second timeout. I'll get everything restarted and recollected here. And we'll be right back to cap out our Beacon Point Advisors postgame show.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment, Old Road 30 in Etna Green, family-owned since 1970.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Final stop tonight on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show from Triton High School. The Trojans defeat the Bethany Christian Bruins 57-34. Triton moves to 5-1 overall. Their next matchup, a date with Winamac at Winamac. And Rita, Winamac, pretty good year so far. Those boys are having over there, and they've got a really great team this year. Well, so that should end up being a pretty good game.
They're kind of getting the Rochester influence there.
Yeah.
Both boys and girls.
Yeah, yes they are.
It certainly hasn't hurt the program, I'll tell you that.
No, it has not. Once again tonight, Triton a winner, 57-34. They connected on 10 free throws. Multiply that by 2. It makes it $20 going into the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Beacon Point Advisors. That's a good number for tonight. Our out-of-town scoreboard, hang in there with me, because we're going to go to a lot of games, and we're going to start in boys basketball. Leo comes back tonight and beats Fort Wayne Northrop 47-39. Northwood leads Jimtown 38-36 near the end of the third quarter. Manchester's going to hang on and beat LaVille tonight 55-35. That is not the final score, but they are up 20. Culver Academy over Andrain into the first half, 29-26. Southside over Peru in the fourth quarter, 82-60. Winamac all over Culver Communities, 64-30 late in the fourth quarter. Elkhart leads Valley 42-21, doubling the Vikings at the end of the third quarter, And girls basketball, some finals for you. Northfield beats Logansport 55-15. Mishawaka over South Bend Washington 62-49. Bethany Christian falls to Wawasee 49-29. Tri-County over DeMont Christian 54-38. Lewis Castle winner tonight over Delphi 49-35. Peru over Northwestern 61-24. Jimtown just barely hangs on to beat Triton 33-27. Penn beats Concord 59-25. Bremen beats CMA after trailing by 3 at the end of the third quarter in a close game, 39-35. Bluffton over Southwood, 79-51. And Glenn right now leading Plymouth. No, take that back. Glenn beats Plymouth tonight, 31-21. Columbia City and Warsaw tonight. Warsaw winning that one at the half, 35-23. Mequonicwa leading Carroll, 43-27. DeKalb over Prairie Heights, 34-18 at the half. And Caston and Pioneer, last we saw, Caston on top, 33-23 at the end of the first half. Rita, any final thoughts tonight?
No final thoughts on the fact that it's just getting better. Mm-hmm. We thought it was good at the beginning. We've seen them since. We've seen them now in December. It's getting better.
I'm with you.
So I think that it's kind of hard for a coach to keep a smile off his face when he walks in up here and he knows exactly what happened again. And a few people that were a little bit slow to get started are now on board. So I think he has to just look at things in a new perspective.
I'm with
making
you.
Sure everybody keeps their head on straight, making sure they all get along really good, making sure they have the cohesive idea, and I think this team could go far.
Right there with you. They're fun to watch night in and night out, even in a
That's
loss.
Right.
That Northwood game was fantastic. But tonight they are a winner, 54-37 over Bethany Christian. For the legendary Rita Price, I'm Baylen Height, saying so long and good night. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. We'll talk with you again, but from Tippecanoe Valley on Thursday night as the Vikings welcome in the DeKalb Barons. Until then, have a great night, everyone.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with prearrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family.
pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago, continues today.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon. Generation after generation.
This is David Garris from Flotek Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotek 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotekpnh.com.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon, open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to 107.3 WRSW.com.